Therefore, a code of a Scientologist would contain this one. It is, you just don't talk about other Scientologists, that's all. You know, you say they're all right, but so forth. Somebody comes to you and says, yap, 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 and then he this and that. Yes, yes, yes. You really ought to report him. You really ought to report him. Well, that's fine. Yeah, but aren't you going to do something about it? No. Well, why aren't you? Well, that's all right. Do you want to get into the session now? It'll stop. Just with no more booting along like that, all of a sudden, the whole body of people known as Scientologists become a survivor type. That would be dreadful, wouldn't it? You don't give a friendly ear at all to somebody coming in and giving you a long song and dance. Well, you shouldn't give them a friendly ear. My grandmother, by the way, used to have an old saw. She had a pocket full of them. A large, capacious pocket full of them. She's always bringing out the right one. Sometimes she brought out the wrong one. But it was very interesting anyway. And if a dog will bring a bone, it will take one away. And that's true. If they'll come to you and tell you about me and tell you about the fellow that lives down the street and how bad it is, how bad it is, how bad it is, you poor guy, they're going to go one half block further down the street and tell them how bad you are. So let's just cut the guy's comm line. That's a horrible thing to do, isn't it? And the fellow says, well, I have the evidence that this all took place, and it's very horrible, and this butchered my case, and this ruined everything. Sure, we know cases have been ruined. Sure, we know auditors have been messing up people now and then. Yeah. But we don't say so. I mean, we just skip it. And you say, well, that's fine. You have a perfect right to select any Scientologist you wish. That is on your own determinism. You can select any Scientologist you care to select. You have a right to be treated by any of them. You'll just stop that one last overt operation. Now, there is an auditor's code grown up, isn't it? However that's stated, that's the meat of it. Another thing is this one. Start to talk to you about the auditor's code. Well, this is how far it's gone. Part of the code of the Scientologist should be never to take money from an individual he does not believe he can't help. Isn't that a horrible thing? Never, under any circumstances, except as a case, somebody you know you cannot help. You know what would happen if you promulgated that and put it up on your wall? It would be the end of the medical profession and psychiatry. You'd just kill them right there in their tracks. They would die. Why would they die? Because they every day of their lives accept money from patients and promise them assistance for the sake of a few bucks for conditions they know they cannot help. Now, that's real curious, isn't it? Well, wait a minute. Does that really cut your throat? No, you can help practically any condition under the sun. So we'll put that one up in lights. We do not accept money or accept people unless we have a reasonable idea that we can assist them.